AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in, friendos, to In This League. Right here on Sports Grid. It's ITL on Sports Grid, to be exact. I am Chris Welch, a.k.a. The Welch. Over there is Bogman, Mr. Positive. You've been Mr. Positive today, Bogman. You and Captain. You've been talking all the positive things.
I'm Mr. Positive. Yeah. Was that when we did the baseball show earlier? And I was like, yeah, all of the news is miserable. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. I mean, look.
You are wearing it. You're wearing it on your face, though. I'm being, it's satire. It's satire. You're not Mr. Positive. You have been, you've been Gloomy Gus, which, you know, hey, I'm Mr. Gloomy Gus, so I understand it. But it's Bogman the Welch.
And I'm getting crappy sleep. I've been, I'm glad you're back here so I can finally, you know, understand what the Niners are doing with this pick coming up, because we haven't even talked about this, but I mean, I at least want to, you know, drag out of you how mad you'll be if they take Mac Jones, or if it would be worse if they took Mac Jones or Penei Sewell. So we will have to hit that at some point.
That's a great question
in this show.
That's a great question. Penei Sewell or a quarterback? 100%. We'll definitely cover that. We're gonna talk about some football. You are right, because thank you, everybody, for having me back. I've been out for a couple weeks here. Technology issues and a needed mental break from everything type of situation. And I am back, and we do need to talk about the Niners. We've got to talk. Football is poking itself in a little bit. Lots of baseball and some big world gambling stuff as well. I actually want to talk about in the next episode. I'm actually very excited to talk about the Niners too, though I'm not sure, you know, I'm not sure I'm even an authority. I'm just like a crazy fan that can give you the perspective of what I want, because I can try to be, I can try to be like analyst like, but at the same time, I don't want offensive linemen. I want defensive linemen. There's also a ton of stuff going on around baseball. We've got a huge COVID issue that happened with the Houston Astros. We're going to talk about
replays working perfectly. So no,
we're going to talk about
that.
Replay. And the Astro situation happened while we were recording a baseball podcast. But on the other side of this break, something we don't do like a ton, we're going to talk about the state of gambling and DFS, but more specifically.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
It's selfish because Arizona, where we live, at least I live, Bogman's going to move soon, is getting into the ranks. So we're going to talk about that. Talk about all the other stuff, replay and everything. So don't go anywhere. It is In This League right here on Sports Grid. It's Bogman and Welch. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just Tell us a little more.
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Patreon.com/ITL Army. That is where you guys can come and support the independent podcast and the audio universe that is In This League. That's us. It's Bogman and the Welsh. We've got tons of stuff. We've got comedy secret shows. You listening to this show now? Well, we got a comedy one that's out for you to enjoy. We've got group me rooms. We've got lists. We've got a ton more live streams, video episodes. Even our captains in the ITL Army, they're hanging with us in this room right now as we're doing the show. You guys can join up with the craziness of the audio universe. And an important thing, I would say, there's a bunch of chaos kind of in the fantasy baseball world. There's always in the football world recently. ITL is about having so much fun and having fun with fantasy sports, gambling, any of it. That's what we're all about. So come and hang out with us and support us as well. Patreon.com/ITL Army, where we remind you it does not have to be all crazy formulas and algorithms and screaming and dollar signs. Fantasy can be fun sometimes, Boggs. Just sometimes, yeah, not all the time, though.
I mean, as long as you set your lineup, everything is fine. So, let's just send a reminder to people. Fantasy is supposed to be fun first. That's why we all got involved in it initially, I guess, unless you're one of the people that were coming over from Poker Stars Online or whatever when it became illegal. And I know a lot of people shifted from that to do DFS. But, most people, fantasy is supposed to be fun.
Well,
first,
we are going to get an experiment and the possibility of fantasy being even less fun for us here in Arizona, because it's a big deal. You know, Arizona is, you know, obviously we're biased. We live here. Bogman is disrespectful to Arizona. He's leaving. He has no respect for me or the state. He wants to leave. He wants out, and he's going. And he's going to a state that, which I love, was like, originally Bogman was going to go to a state that's going to have gambling and all this stuff. And then as he's leaving, Arizona's like, hey, weed's legal and you can gamble, as Bogman's about to go. But joking aside, is Arizona is one, you know, it's a top 20, Phoenix specifically is a top 20 market in the country. It's a top 15 state overall as far as size, is continuing to grow. And the expanse of gambling, and more specifically daily fantasy sports and that ability, it's becoming important. Like, there's lots of wins that are happening. It's been very East Coast based recently, as I think it was like Chicago just recently opened up. Philadelphia, I think it was another that's opened up some of the sports book. I know, like DraftKings and Penn, like the Barstool stuff, those have opened up. Well, we got word just the other day that, well, I had known this for like a couple weeks, months, whatever it was, that Arizona had a thing. I completely forgot the word, like a rule, a vote, whatever
law.
It was.
Yeah.
Law. There you go. A law that was coming in place that they were going to allow the potential voting for online gambling and daily fantasy sports. And it's tough here because, like, it's kind of like old school, like New York, you know, how like mafias run the thing. Like the Indian casinos out here, like, they run the business. Like, they're heavily political, and they've had a good hand.
Lobbyists,
pushing against all this stuff. Well, it gets passed statewide that DFS is a go. This happened earlier in the week. Some people were wondering, hey, where is this going to go? You know, sometimes these things, I'm forgetting what the state was, but there's a state that this got held up for like a year. Doug Ducey out here, Ducey had already supported the bill and has already passed it. It has already passed. And I got this article up from Action Sports, and it's all out here. But Arizona lawmakers, they passed the online and retail sports betting bill. That was Monday. That will allow as many as 20 statewide mobile operators and some of the nation's first in-stadium sports books. So check that out. There's going to be 20 operators, mobile operators, which they're obviously, they're going to let, you know, Penn and FanDuel and DraftKings are going to let those come in. The casinos will get to run some of their own. But that last one, first in-stadium sports books. There was weeks of legislation delays. The Senate in Arizona approved the bill 23-6 in support. And then the House passed a companion version of this bill 48-12 last month with just full backing. And Governor Doug Ducey, quote from this article, championed the bill and is expected to sign it as early as this week. And I am reading, I want to say this article actually might be a day old that I'm reading. I believe he's already signed it and he's tweeted support of it. So we're selfish in that we're like, hey, oh my God, ITL is going to get to expand into online gambling and DFS, which, you know, we've always potentially dabbled in. Bogman and I could theoretically be one of the first people that could go to an in-stadium game and gamble on that game. But what's bigger and more important from the more broader audience that isn't us, Boggs, is that this is the big expanse in a place like Arizona passing these bills, I think is the blueprint it's the domino that's going to move the country forward. And it's a big deal to a lot of the gambling stocks. If you're a stock guy, you know, DraftKings has risen up over the last year. It has risen 300 and I own shares of DraftKings. It has risen 310% from its initial price. Penn National, which Barstool owns, Boggs, they were like a year and a half ago, they were like $3. Like $5. You know how much Penn is worth right now?
No idea.
$100.
Jeez.
I'm saying May 4th of last year, they were $15. They've risen up almost 600%. And this is in anticipation of some of this stuff coming up. But a place like Arizona opening up, Boggs, this is a big deal for, I think, the online gambling stock community. And this is a big freaking deal for us. And I think Arizona, like I said, is a huge step into the rest of the country following suit. And next thing you know it, a couple years from now, people want that money. COVID, I think COVID changed a lot, Boggs. COVID may have changed the perspective of states and their money and their morals to being like, we got to get our money and we got to get it quick. And people will still gamble if they're quarantined at home. I can't imagine we go into 2025 without the entire country having legalized online betting and DFS.
Yeah, I mean, it's absurd, right? It's absurd that it's taken this long to pass these things and to make these things legal. But now that COVID happened, you know, you see some of the I don't know what to say. I guess just some of the rules being lifted. If you're going to have other crazy rules in your life, these rules are going to be a little bit lessened. And it's just a great tax incentive. It's just like, you know, passing marijuana laws in states. You know, they see a boon from taxes from it. You see a little bit of travel going into your state also because of people are allowed to do this. It was always funny to me that whenever we'd go to First Pitch Arizona that Baseball HQ used to have out here every year. And I don't know if they're going to keep doing it after COVID or not. We'll see.
I think they just did a Florida one. So I do believe this coming year, as long as things open up, there's also, I mean, not to get off track here, but there's an Arizona Fall League like skepticism that's going on as well.
Right.
It's going to truly happen. But I've got some stuff I'm going to talk about on Prospect One about that. But to interrupt your point. Like, they'll come back.
Yeah, the point is I always thought it was funny that, you know, during that, these guys would forget that DFS is illegal in Arizona. So during the lunch break of all the conferences, these guys would be on the phone with their wives like, you know, hey, all right, I need you to move this running back into this spot and this tight end into this spot, you know, because they couldn't play DFS here. You couldn't log in and adjust your lineup and all that stuff. So it was just kind of funny. Those type of things are utterly ridiculous to me. If you're allowed to go blow your money on stupid stuff, why aren't you allowed to gamble it away too? You know what I mean? So just kind of a dumb rule, but I think it's going to help. You know, I think you're right. I think the dominoes are falling, and in the next 5 to 10 years, it's going to be illegal. It's going to be really legal across the country.
I would be interested in anybody's perspective. They can always tweet us. Is it the Welsh at Bogman Sports? Those are our Twitter handles. But I really do think COVID might have been a game changer, as it was for many, many things. Let's talk a little bit more about this on the other side. We've got some more clerical things going on around baseball. There's instant replay issues and a whole bunch more. So don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey.
In this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Welcome back, friends. It is In This League. It's Bogman. It's the Welsh. Thank you guys for tuning into ITL on Sports Grid. And thank you to Sports Grid for their support of In This League for like 4 years. We have been on this radio channel through all of its stuff. And you guys can make sure you're subscribed to this podcast if you're listening on the radio or the Mightier 1090. It's not just a podcast, Mightier 1090. We are live in San Diego. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your podcast providers. If you're listening onto the podcast, good for you. Make sure you're also subscribed to all of our other pods, the ITL Fantasy Baseball. We had Dan Harris from Fantasy Pros on, and just a killer interview. And I love Dan so much. It was a really, really fun time. Bogman has got football stuff going down. I've got Prospect One. I have been at ballparks. Yes, Major League spring training ballparks, checking out spring training minor league players that nobody else is. Literally, it's like me and like one other person that were allowed access. You want exclusive prospect stuff? You want the best hard-hitting NFL prospect stuff that's going down? Subscribe to the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast, Prospect One, ITL Fantasy Baseball. Do it all, because ITL's got you covered, and we're madmen, Bogman. We've always
that's
been
right.
Madmen.
So much fun. A lot of work, a lot of time going into it. So busy time of year for us. Super busy.
Yeah.
So and very excited for it.
And that's what the busyness and the craziness. It's a really interesting thing for us as we were talking in the last segment about Arizona's approval of a gambling bill, a full-on gambling bill. This is going to allow casinos to have sports books. There's going to allow online gambling. I think they're saying up to 20 mobile providers, which you will obviously see the big top three. I mean, imagine the big, all of them. You're going to see DraftKings, FanDuel, probably Penn with the Barstool app. You'll most likely see Bovada. You're going to see the big players. You're going to see the casinos get involved in it. And it's a pretty fascinating bill because I think, as I was saying in the last segment, what it does is Arizona has got to be, I think, and maybe I'm just too close to it, a proof in point of how difficult it is to get this passed. Arizona was everything. Arizona is one of like seven states that didn't allow daily fantasy sports. There's plenty that don't allow online gambling, but AZ was just like, we're not doing any of it.
Yeah.
And COVID happens, Bogman. And I truly, truly think that COVID and the lack of, first off, the chaos, but the lack of people going into casinos, I think played a really big role in not just casinos in Arizona. There's Indian casinos,
yeah,
and casinos everywhere around the country, but them realizing the revenue they lose when people don't come in, the revenue they just lose in general under some type of quarantine and the chaos that's going around. And then also state revenue from all state officials alike, not just Arizona, everywhere. I think all of those things play this big role when they can go and look at like New Jersey or Chicago and the freaking Philadelphia bringing in like $1 million a month or whatever it is, just on some of the online books, that everyone's got to get in on this. And I truly in my heart feel that this is going, Arizona is the placeholder as a domino that we are going to really see this ball start moving. And it's going to add work to us because, you know, we do a bit here on this show during the football season where we do gambling, and Bogman and I were absolute fire to start the year. Now we tapered a little bit on the back half of the year, but what was it? Was it my over unders or my line?
I think
it
was
your lines and me over unders.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
I was insane this year and you were insane. We would have been making some serious money, and it is going to make us even more invested across the board. That unfortunately you're going to be leaving though, which is you'll be in Texas where I'll have the legal green and the gambling, and you'll just have the gambling.
Well, you know what? It'll make it so I need to come visit every once in a while. So
doctor's orders. Dr. Welsh is in the house. By the way, Doug Ducey, Arizona governor. This is his tweet on April 12th as the Senate in Arizona pushed this bill through and passed it in the House. Arizona, Doug Ducey's governor, says Arizona's newly passed gaming compact is regulated and safe, and it preserves the culture of our state. Thank you to blah, 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 our tribal partners and everyone who helped lead the effort to get SB 1797 through the legislature. That is a governor who is going to go, whoop, he is going to autograph that quicker than you've ever seen. He's going to autograph that sucker so quick, and you're going to have legalized sports who knows when, and you and I are going to have a party. We're just going to be talking about it all day.
It makes sense for every state to start doing this because it's a free way to start bringing in money, you know? So
who doesn't like free money?
Yeah, everybody likes free money.
Here's what we're going to need, Bogman. This is what we're going to have to game plan. We need to figure out how to support our new gambling habit. So we need to come up with a plan. We need to create something that gets us a per diem. We need
winning helps.
Sponsor. I'm saying, but to start, like, we need to get a nice little per diem so we can get up with our gambling and our DFS lineups. Because you're committed. You know, you do the show with Line Star, helping people make money. And I don't know. I kind of feel some power behind making some gambling bets. I don't know if I'm going to be DFS or more gambling hard, but I think people at ITL better get ready because ITL, the degenerate level, we're already next level degenerate, but now, I mean, I got drinking and all this here. Now, you gummies, you add in legalized gambling and DFS, ITL to the moon. We're Dogecoin a podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I can just tell you right now, I love DFS, but I'm going to be my bigger bets are going to be on gambling, you know, because last year, like you said, just looking at the record from last year, 130-104 overall against the spread. So
was that your record against the spread?
That was my record against the spread.
I didn't finish. I
26 games over. Yeah. The back half wrecked you, but you were, I mean, Bubba was 6 games over. You were just 5 games under against the spread. And that's weird. That's doing every game.
What was
that's
my over unders, like, though? That's against the spread. What was my over unders?
Your over unders didn't finish that well. You were 19.
Okay. Yeah. Don't mention it. I already mentioned it. Yeah.
But look, you know, that was going over every game. You don't bet on every game. You know, you don't sit there and go, well, yeah, I don't really like this one, but I'm going to bet on it. You don't do that, you know? So that's just us picking every game. The ones you actually put your hard earned money down on, that's a different story. So, you know, I think I can tell you without exception that will be what I am bigger into, especially during the NFL season.
Now, do you think you and I are going to get, like, how do I say this? Are we going to get like ITL Anon ish about certain things, like, oh, I don't know, the instant replay calls around
real
baseball?
Quick, you said this Anon thing like 3 times because you watched a documentary about a famous Anon here. But what does Anon mean? What does that even mean?
Just anonymous. I'm using it. I'm just using it as a tropey thing because I don't want to go into the whole.
I know Anon means
thing.
Anonymous, but
that's what it means. Q anonymous. Q anon. That's what they use. Like anonymous is like a term for, like, you know, the chans and stuff like that. I'm using it as. I'm glad I'm playing descriptor here. When I say ITL Anon, I'm trying to be stupid and say, hey, RQ is the ITL and we're the Anon group of following. But what I'm getting at is, do you think now that, well, not even cult following, but we're going to get more conspiratorial. Do you think we are going to feel more conspiratorial about things like the instant replay, which is baffling to me that Major League Baseball has a system to watch the calls back and they still can't get it right. That's my point here.
Yeah.
Like, is the fix in? Is the fix in?
Well, that's the problem, right? That's why sports betting was outlawed in so many states, because it corrupt the games. And, you know, the Black Sox scandal, of course, almost took down baseball. You know, a very old story, over 100 years at this point. But, you know, the Babe Ruth saved baseball. And if it wasn't for Babe Ruth, we probably wouldn't have baseball because no one trusted it. You know, why can't I remember the stupid referee from the NBA? Who wrote a book about shaving points and all that stuff. So Donaghy, is that it? Tim Donaghy? I can't remember.
I think you nailed that. NBA gambling ref is Tim Donaghy. Yeah. Donaghy. Yeah, you nailed that. That was good. That was really good.
Yeah. I kept wanting to say, who is the who's the Oklahoma City bomber? Timothy McVeigh. I kept wanting to say him. I'm like, not McVeigh. I know it's not McVeigh. You know, Tim Donaghy.
Can I ask you too? I'm gonna put up a picture here so you can see this, and maybe you know, maybe this is just like hindsight, but like, what, aren't there people that just 100% look their part? You know what I mean? Like I'll put this out here. This is fair. Bogman and I, we might look the part of a radio / podcaster. Maybe we play our role well. We got fat faces, you know, voices that are good that don't match the face. The amount of people I've had say that, like, oh, I look a certain way compared to how I sound or whatever. But like, let's go a little bit further. Timothy McVeigh, boy, does he fit his role correctly.
Right.
Sometimes central casting, mwah! Tim Donaghy, he fits the role of an absolute point shaving, cheating ass, gambling referee if I've ever seen one in my life. He fits that. Look at this picture right here. That guy is 100% pocketing ducats behind everybody's back.
He either looks like like a point shaver or the before pick in a Just for Men.
Look at this picture. He's standing next to MJ. He's like, I'm 100% gonna take the over on this.
But yeah, man, look, that's the downfall is people. And that's why the first thing that Doug Ducey said was this is a safe relegated thing, you know, cause that's what goes hand in hand with betting is people cheating, you know? So, I think we're beyond that. If you even try to cheat, you get caught and you can't get anything through the web anymore.
Yeah, and it would be really great if we had a more outspoken, convicted commissioner like baseball or like basketball has. Baseball doesn't have that. You know, the replay is a mess. There's a lot that's a mess, and the whole scope is opening up, and gambling is opening up even more, and it leads to some questions. Let's go. We got to go to break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It is In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You can't believe what fell. All your dreams just hops down the drain. Let's play some
In This League.
Welcome back, friendos. It is Bogman and the Welsh. We are In This League. It's ITL on Sports Grid. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, it's a 3-hour show. Bubba in the third hour. Last week, you had a ragtag crew of just awesomeness when I was out. People did not miss me. And how could you when you had Pisa Pia, you had Lob, and you had Bubba Boggs?
That's right. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Talked to Lob about the draft. We went over some initial kind of NFL stuff as far as rankings go with Pisa Pia as well. Talked a little baseball because that was coming off the heels of, you know, DeGrom getting DeGrommed. I mean, we can just call that a verb.
It's almost.
If you pitch unbelievable for your team and the bullpen blows it, that is just getting DeGrom. It's no longer a blown save.
How many baseball players, I'll give you like 20 years, have like their names synonymous with something? Like, remember Wandy Rodriguez? There was the Wandy line. You had the Wandy line. You have DeGrommed is the lack of run support. Are there any other pitchers that have, or players?
You try to choke the pitcher, the best player on your team. You could be Papelbond.
The Papelbond. Yeah, I'm not sure that was an actual thing, but no. I like where you're going with that.
I don't know. I think if you hear the term misremembered, can you not think of it's only Roger Clemens, right? Like, because of him and the Andy Pettit. Well, I think he misremembered, which isn't really
a word. Kind of like, yeah, that's not what I'm saying, but you are
not what you're
right.
Saying.
It's synonymous, though. That's kind of where I'm going. Bucknerd, our boy Rob just said Bucknerd. I think that kind of works. I mean, that's older than the 20 years, but I guess I am at the end of the day just looking for like synonymous names with
Fielder, you're 5'7". Way over 200 pounds, right?
You're like fat. You're just saying, like, who when Short you think of fat, do you think of Fielder or do you think of like David Wells?
Well, David Wells, I think, was just big. Wasn't he like 6'3" also? Like, I think he was tall. Yeah, he was fat too, but he was tall. Bartolo was
David
fat.
Wells was like me. Like, David Wells was, you know what? David Wells was like me, and Prince was like you. Like, you're shorter.
That's true. That's probably a pretty good comparison there. But I mean, is there a fatter player that's existed than Pablo Sandoval? I mean, come on, you know.
God, he's something special. Maybe, you know what? I got to tell you, Pablo might kind of be a synonymous one, because you talk about Pablo and you immediately think of just the most unathletic human being possible.
Yeah, I saw on a Your Mom's House podcast, they were talking about how fat Pablo was. And
he's so fat.
And they're talking about how he used to, like, instead of Gatorade, he'd sneak like Coca-Cola in his water bottles and stuff like that. And I mean, that's the type of stuff I used to do in like a little league. You know,
there's something with Bartolo, and I don't know what it is, like, because Bartolo is also like, he's unathletic. No, he's out of shape athletic. He's one of those guys that he hits homers and he pitches, but I don't know if there's a word with it. At the end of the day, I think all we're walking away from this is like, we're just walking away with the Wandy line, and I agree with you, DeGromed. Being DeGromed is 100% a new term. That's out there.
He was like, yeah, thanks for having me on, Bogman, so we can talk about how miserable this is. And yeah, they went over it. I think at the time it was because he lost that second start against Trevor Rogers. Rogers just pitched better, and he went deeper in the game than Rogers, but he'd already given up three runs. So he didn't get DeGromed on that one. He just lost it. But it's just, you know, he's had like over 100 starts, and 30 of them have been blown saves after he leaves. It's almost not believable.
A
crazy amount. Yeah, he's not even 100 wins yet, I think is what it was. I think it's 87 wins, but he had over 30 blown starts, so he should be well over 100 wins.
You know what I hate about it, though, is DeGrom is like the he's the poster child for all of the people that just hate wins. He's the anti-wins poster child, you know, like, especially for fantasy.
And
like,
he still won Cy Youngs, so, yeah. You know.
But everybody wants to be like, oh, wins are worth, blah, 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 and it's all about DeGrom, and it's just like, it's a stat. It's like,
well, at least he's not putting, a crazy amount of postseason innings on his arm like Madison Bumgarner.
You know, so. I was just thinking about this. This just popped up. This has nothing to do with anything, but, you know, this just had me thinking when I was talking about stats. Do you think it's incredible that, like, baseball has no capacity to do what football does in ruining their stats? And maybe is that why, like, I hold baseball stats in the highest regard of any sport. And I think it has something to do with, like, football does not care about their stats. And it shows by them adding a 17th game to the year. And you're now going to have 16 games or 17 games. I'm sorry. You have 17 games on the table. You have an extra game that's going to add to the stats. And football has continuously done this where, you know, how holy, like, Jerry Rice is, you know, my long idol and, the player I grew up loving and everything like that. He's I think he's the greatest NFL player that's ever played from a longevity and a record standpoint and just everything he did. But, like, it's becoming more meaningless. Football stats become more meaningless, not just as the game changes, but they continuously just add games and more games and stats are accumulating. Baseball doesn't have that. They don't do that. Like, they add more playoff games and more potential postseason stuff.
Well, that was, but yeah. I mean, they've added the one wild card.
But there's no additional baseball stat that's putting out there that's like, oh, well, you can't count this guy's home. The only thing they can do is steroids, but you can't. They didn't add games to make other stats irrelevant. I don't
know.
They
have like the dead ball era, which is like, you know, 1920s and stuff like that. So,
but that's baseball. Baseball has eras of things that happen. They don't have like, oh, well, we've just added two more games, so now we look back at stats and we're less impressed with, you know, Jim Brown, or we're less impressed with Eric Dickerson, because now these guys have all these extra stats that are going in. Baseball just does not have that. It's a uniquely baseball thing that I think their stats get to continuously stay holy as they are, because the game changes around, the game physically internally changes, and, you know, saves are gonna, like, Jesus Christ, if someone saves 40 games, it's gonna be a miracle or something like that, where you go back and look at like what Eric Gagne did. But they're not adding more ability, they're not adding more games, they're not more possibility for anybody. It's just, you know, players are finding different ways to cheat and stuff like that. I don't know. I think it's why baseball's stats are just held in a different regard than any other sport.
Well, they're more widely respected, right? Because baseball has been the same game for so long. And, you know, the NFL has really innovated, you know, and you go from when they started, you couldn't even pass the ball forward. So, there was an era before you had passes. So there's that. And then you add more games and, you know, the AFL and the NFL combined, you know, in the 60s. So, in the long scheme of things, that's not that long ago. I think everything changes too with the different, you make a little tweak in a football rule. It's way different than a little tweak in a baseball rule for the most part. Do you know how mad people got when, even to this day, seeing a runner standing at second in extra innings, you got mad at it the other day.
Okay. So, you know what? You're bringing up a really fair point here. As I just laid out all of that, baseball does have a couple things on the table, and it makes me think of, and the reason it comes up kind of makes me think of what we're experiencing today. We just got our first big major COVID outbreak, like Astros, the entire team. I say that, and like, I know the Nationals had that, but it was like it was a couple players. Maybe it's the magnitude of the players, and it happened so like out of nowhere that it felt a little bit bigger, where you have, you know, Bregman and Alvarez.
It's still nothing compared to the Cardinals or Marlins from last year. But, no. You know, because we had so few in spring training and there's been more during the regular season, it's a little bit crazy.
But what you're bringing up, this really fascinating point, is baseball obviously did make their biggest alteration that they've ever contemplated, was adding the DH to the NL last year. And offensively, that helps, you know, it helps a bit. It really doesn't like give a singular position or player a boost. It just gives more ability for more players to be out there and do it. But baseball's two biggest steps into altering their game that could alter statistics, I think, are A, the DH, which is inevitable. It will, next year, you will have universal DH, which for me, thank God. Thank God. I don't care about what the purists say. Thank God for that. So maybe you could take that a little bit. It's going to open up probably the DH to be held in a little bit of a higher regard, because you're going to have a whole nother league. You know, the whole David Ortiz and DH not playing, I think DH position will be held in higher regard, and it might give a little bit more length leeway to careers. Leeway, yeah, to careers to stick around, because there's a whole nother league that's going to be able to DH. The second is this other rule change that's happening, COVID, and you got to wonder if it's going to stick around, is that 10th inning man on second, which, you know what it felt? I remember watching a game the other day. Everybody hates it. Everybody hates it so much, Boggs. And I did catch myself in a game. It was like in the first week of the season watching, and it was a little bit exciting of like every inning. Well, it might've been the Diamondbacks game. They were changing runs. They're exchanging runs. And it felt very like, hockey face-off type of situation, you know, like penalty shot situation,
right.
That. Well, at the same time, it didn't feel like I was watching baseball. So if you do that, you're adding more runs, and that kind of alters it a little bit. And for whatever reason, baseball is still really in their they're in the weeds on this stuff, you know, because they're experimenting with the Appalachian League with a couple new rules that one is just astonishing to me, Boggs.
I think it's just the Atlantic League,
that's the experiment. The AFL, they did that 2 years ago, yeah. But there's no AFL. They experimented with robo umps, which is now becoming a bigger conversation. They experimented with the runner on second at the AFL. Now the runner on second is here, and they've had no place to experiment with these. So they're going to take some of these minor league spots, and they're going to experiment, and they're experimenting with moving the mound back a full foot, which is wild.
Yeah, I don't think that one's going to do anything. The DH one, which would be it's called the double hook rule, which I guess I'll just read what it is here, because I don't have my mindset around it. It's a compromise between the American League and National League styles of play. Once a team's starting pitcher is replaced, the club will lose its DH for the remainder of the game. So if once you get a reliever in, you also lose your DH. So that's why it's called double hook.
The reliever?
The pitcher. Yeah, the pitcher hits. So you have to then pinch hit for him if you want when he comes up.
This is the experiment in the Appalachian League?
Yes, in the Atlantic League. Yes.
The Atlantic League. I hate that.
I mean, it's just like, why even bother with that many steps? Just put the DH in, right? Especially if... That is something that is absolutely going to get bargained next year in the new CBA, and it's going to be DH. among both, because you see all these stupid pitcher injuries, injuries. You just don't, I mean, we saw Chris Bassitt kind of almost had to come out of the game the other night because he's an American League pitcher playing in National League Park. And he took a hack and it kind of screwed with him a little bit. That's why Zach Gallen missed his first couple starts of the year, because he got injured hitting. We've seen Max Scherzer take a ball off the face bunting, doing bunting practice, right? So there's plenty of those stupid injuries that happen with pitchers getting hurt at the clip they're at right now. It just doesn't make any sense to keep them hitting. So it's going to go away. So that one's dumb. I mean, the moving the mound back is okay, but I don't think that.
Why? It's just stupid.
To me, it's not stupid or smart. It's just a nothing move. Like,
well, no, they want to competitively get hitters better. They, they can't stop they're going to check out the balls and how guys are holding them and spin rates and batting averages going down. And so they want to move it back so it's an advantage to hitters. I just don't, we got to go to break. I don't understand why sports experiments with changing their game so much. Evolving with the time, I don't know. We got to go to break. It's Boggan the Welsh Graph back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Hello, friends. That is right. It is In This League. It's Boggman. It's the Welsh. And we have a lot of stuff going on here. Very clerical stuff we've been talking about with baseball, a lot of the things. And here's what I don't understand, Boggs. You're going to have to clue me in if you've got it. I get innovation. I get the idea of not falling behind the times. And you know, there's ways sports can do that in other capacities. You know, it only took baseball to go into the season to realize NFTs are maybe a great financial boon, and NBA Top Shot got a whole new crew of people into it. So I get innovation, but what I don't understand is the desire for sports all over the board to continuously change their game. Basketball can't really do it unless they want to go big three and add a 4-point shot. Football, just every other year, wants a new rule, just wants to eliminate the kickoffs and this, that, and the other thing. Football has changed their game, where you will have NFL players that played in the 90s tell you the game that's being played now is not the same game remotely close. And baseball is doing the same thing. And I don't understand the desire to change all of this. Like, the only things I can get are like, hey, people don't like the shifts and they want the pace of play going, but I don't know. I don't know why we go from robo umps to moving the mound to double hook. Everything, and it makes everybody pissed off.
Everything comes down to money. I mean, that's what it is for everything. That's why you're seeing the NFL add an extra game. That's why you want to see fewer hard hits to keep the players.
Great point, Bogman. Money is the common denominator. Yeah, you're right about that.
It's to keep players upright, and baseball is trying to change stuff because they are leaking fan base, because the games are too long for most people to pay attention to. And you know, that's kind of the bottom line right there, is that the games are too long. So pace of play, or if it's going to be long, make it have more runs. Nobody wants to sit through a 4-hour 2-1 game.
They hate their own games. It comes down to like this sports. They look at their own leagues and they hate their own league. So it's like, we've got to make this quicker. We've got to make it faster. It's a new era technology. People don't have time for anything. We got to get games on YouTube and Facebook. They've got to go quick. We can't stop. There's no more commercial breaks. We've got to get ad commercials while the action is going on. ADD at its fullest. And baseball, they're struggling to keep up with it. Friendos, don't go anywhere. Hour 2 coming up. It's more Boggman. It's the Welsh. We got some football. I know Boggman wants to grill me on the 49ers and all their moves. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.